Good evening.
Good evening.
Brandy, you're the only one on yet.
Okay.
Ruby.
Good evening.
Hey, Ruby.
Good evening. How are you?
Pretty good.
Great.
Great.
I'm going to mute my phone.
Okay.
All right. We're going to wait a minute or two before we start.
Okay. I'm going to mute my phone.
We're going to start with verse 41 from section 7 of Parashat Noach. We'll start with Oshem Yehud. Right now there's only the two of you on. So we're going to need to raise some questions as we go through the verses. Oshem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkin te bid hilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. Liakta l'shem yud he bavav he biyehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah vayhino amadunai Elohinu aleinu maaseh yadenu konanei aleinu maaseh yadenu konanehu ya akol af diara di Yisrael ken v'ha taninan ara De Israel la Sharia ala rucha achara vela mimana achara bar kucha berichu bilchodo tachate yara de Israel akehu de la Sharia ala mimana vela shalicha. Ahara bar kucha berichu bilchodo aval sha'ata chadasharya ala v'chabila b'nei nasha min alan midavid tikti v'yayar David et malach Hashem Becharbo shalufa biyado netuya ayirushalayim ukdein it chabalat ara. Can the same be applied to the land of Israel as well? That is, another spirit could be dwelling there. But we have learned that no other spirit rests upon the land of Israel, and there is no other spirit, and there is no other appointed angel besides the Holy One, blessed be He, Himself. If so, then why was the land of Israel corrupted? And he replies, come and see. It is true that no other appointee or messenger dwells in the land of Israel besides the Holy One, blessed be He, Himself. But there is one time that the evil spirit may govern the land in order to destroy people. And how do we know about that? From David, as it is written, and he saw the angel of Hashem standing between the earth and the heavens with a drawn sword in his hand stretched out over Jerusalem. And then the land was destroyed. Questions, comments, thoughts? Malka, we're discussing verse 41 in section 7 of Parashat Noah.
Okay.
And we need somebody to ask some questions about it.
I have a question. If Hashem resides over the land of Israel, then what are the times that he I guess, does he not reside? He allows another angel to reside over the land, according to David?
No, David is saying that Hashem can order the angel of Hashem, which is Memtet, to destroy the temples or to destroy the, you know, corrupt, to run the effect of judgment on the land. But that's really the angel of Hashem is Memtet. And he is, following the orders of Hashem. But the question that's being asked in the time of Noah, why would the land of Israel become corrupted if Hashem is always in control of the land of Israel? And the verse really doesn't answer that question. It just explains that there are times that judgment is rendered upon the land of Israel as well as the land of other places. But it doesn't explain why that is.
Hanak, I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Ruby.
Okay, you said Hashem is the governor of Israel. But when they speak sometimes in the Zohar about the 72 other nations, they have two different governors.
Yes, the other nations, each of them have their own angelic chieftain. And so the other nations essentially what happens is the energy is given to the angelic chieftain, and he doles it out to the members of his nation. But in the land of Israel, only Hashem is there, and there's no other angelic chieftain between Hashem's and the Shefa, the goodness of Hashem, coming down to people, whereas in all the other nations, it has to flow through an angelic minister.
Does it go back to the free will situation? Is that why the evil side has a time, their portion?
I'm not following the question, Malka.
Oh,
Everyone has free will, but the only free will that everyone has is whether to stop their reactions and to follow the tool of binding by striking. Otherwise, everyone is playing out the movie that is in front of them. But if they stop their reactions, they change movies. But that's the only free will anybody has.
I just tuned in, so I didn't get the whole section you were talking about, so I'm a little behind.
Well, verse 41 is basically asking a question. How can the earth become corrupted in the land of Israel? Because Hashem is in charge of the land of Israel. So there should be no way that human activity corrupts the land of Israel. But the Torah tells us that in the time of Noah, even the land of Israel became corrupted. The whole earth was corrupted. And so that is the question that is being answered in the Pasuk 41.
Of Hanak. I have a question.
Yes.
During the time of Israel, was the land of Israel already established?
Well, the land of Israel existed from the time the earth existed.
Okay.
Now, the nation of Israel had not been established.
That's what I'm asking. Okay, you answered my question. So, if
the nation of Israel wasn't established until the people returned from Egypt.
Okay, then my next question is, if the nation had not been established, then who was over them at that time?
According to the Midrash, the earth would have returned to null and void and would have been recreated with other beings. If the children of Israel had not accepted the Torah, then the earth would have been destroyed because there was no purpose in the earth. Because the whole purpose of the physical world is to provide a place where the souls can have the illusion of being separated from each other and to make their correction, which elevates the sparks out of the klipot and back to the levels of consciousness that they fell from.
I guess it goes back to the original sin. That's why it was corrupted.
But no, the original sin was the eating of the fruit of the tree of knowledge, good and evil.
Okay.
And when that happened, the world fell. Adam fell spiritually. People fell spiritually, and then those first 10 generations, every person who was born in those generations had the opportunity to correct the sin of Adam, the original sin. But they didn't. And the result was the whole earth became corrupted. And the question that's being asked, how can the earth in the land of Israel be corrupted if God is in control of that part of the world?
I don't know. I'm lost for words. I'm not sure what the answer is.
Well, the answer in the verse. Who wants to talk?
Is it to create balance? You know, you have so much.
The, The Pasuk doesn't say anything about balance. Verse 41 is saying that it's true no other angelic messenger is responsible for the land of Israel except for Hashem himself. But there is one time that the Holy One, blessed be He himself, that He may allow the negative system to run rampant in the land in order to destroy the people. That's what the verse is saying. And then it's asked, well, how do we know that? And it refers to a verse from Chronicles where David is saying that he saw the angel of Hashem, who is Memtet, standing between the earth and the heavens, which it would imply that the angel of Hashem was given permission to destroy people in the land. But as I said, it doesn't really explain why that is. Why did Hashem decide to allow the angel of Hashem to have control over the land of Israel? Now maybe it'll get clear as we read more, but that's essentially the answer to the question. Is God is in control of the land of Israel, but sometimes he'll allow the negative system control of the land.
Okay.
It doesn't tell us why he would do that, but it says he does that.
Does he do that when Israel sins?
He does that when Israel sins, yes.
So it's a cleansing.
Yes, all destruction is a cleansing, because you first must cleanse in order to create anew. You
right.
first must destroy in order to build. People don't think like that, but when you study Kabbalah, you come to understand there can be no creation without first destroying something. Because everything is there.
Right.
In our generation, we're supposedly, according to science, we've lost a number of species. They've
mm-hmm.
disappeared. But there are a few mm-hmm. other species that are being discovered. The species that we lost had to be destroyed in order for the new species to appear, because each species has a place in the ecology. There's nothing in the world that has no purpose. And if something is removed from the world, it means the world is out of balance. And that, to get it back into balance, requires a renewal or a recreation of something for that ecological slot, so to speak. Should I go on to verse 42?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amar Rabbi Elazar, afilu behadiyo, shata kutsha brichu hawa, kitiv hata malach, Hashem uktiv hatam hamalach, hagoel oti, uktiv ayisa, malach haelokim, Hain Litav Vehain Levish Kutsha Barichu Shalit Allah Litav Begin Dila Itmasra Tichot Sha'ar Memanan Bekal Dairei Alma Iksifun min ovadaihu lavish begin dila yachadun inun l'shalta ala. Rabbi Elazar said, even in that time when he saw the angel of Hashem standing, it was the Holy One, blessed be He. Because what is written here, the angel of Hashem is analogous to the angel who redeemed me, and also to the angel of Elohim. And as these verses refer to the Holy One, blessed be He, so does this one. Be it for the best or the worst, the Holy One, blessed be He, shall always govern this land. For the best, because the land of Israel was never passed on to any other supernal governor. And the Holy One, blessed be He, alone can do it good. And all the other inhabitants of the world should be ashamed of their deeds, because they are under the ministers. For the worst means that only the Holy One, blessed be He, rules over this land to prevent the other ministers from delighting in ruling over it. Questions? Comments?
Yes,
I'm, thoughts?
I have a question. Comments and thoughts. You know, you were saying that Mentet was appointed a governor, right? He's an angelic type of governor or being. There's a verse in Genesis that says, in the beginning God created, or let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And I've always wondered about if those angelic beings were part of the creation of man. I forget which verse exactly is in Genesis, but I know it says, let us make man in our image, in our
life. I'm familiar with the verse. It's a verse that has troubled the sages all through the years, because it says, if God is one, why does He need to say, let us make man? Who is He talking to? And there are certain midrashim that explain that he was talking to the angels. Other midrashim says he was talking to certain essences like truth and peace and charity and mercy. So he went to those four, mercy, peace, truth, and charity. And mercy and charity said, yes, you should create man. And truth and peace said, no, you shouldn't. Truth said, because he will lie, and peace, because he will always have wars. So Hashem took mercy and threw him down to the earth. Took truth and threw him down to the earth. And so therefore it was 2-1, and he created man. Now, there's lots of questions that you could ask, but that is essentially the answer to your question.
Okay.
But elsewhere in the Torah, whenever you see the word Malach Hashem, which is the angel of Hashem, it's referring to Memtet, who is part
Metatron?
Angel and part human. I didn't hear you. Say it again.
What's the one that descended from Enoch? Is Metatron?
Yeah, but we don't say his name. With his name, refer to him as Memtet.
Okay.
But here in this verse 42, we're being told that even when it may look like it's Memtet, it's always Hashem who is in charge of the land of Israel. Never is another angelic minister put in charge of it. He may give permission for that other angelic minister to act within the land of Israel, but he was always in control of it. That's what we're being told in verse 42. Are there any questions, comments, thoughts? Because our time is almost up.
Discussing words, saying words like land or nation, are they talking about different spiritual levels? Are they like a spiritual ascent or spiritual descent? Or are you just really talking about physicality, a physical space?
Yes. The answer to your question is yes. Do you think there's a difference between the physical world and the spiritual world?
I think they mirror.
Well, they do mirror, but they're ultimately, in the endless world, they don't mirror, they are unified. In the endless world, there is no land, physical land, that is different than the spiritual level of consciousness. Remember we discussed yesterday that only the world of Atzilut is real and all the others have aspects of corruption, aspects of negativity that will ultimately removed, and they will be, what the good parts will be elevated back into the world of Atzilut.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer to your question is yes. There is a physical land of Israel. There's a spiritual land of Israel. There's a level of consciousness. And these are all related to the three levels of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. And they all have their basic roots in Atzilut. But they're somewhat separated from Atzilut by virtue of the negative system that has been allowed into that of those worlds because of human activity. So classes tonight at 7 o'clock will be a question and answer session. And hopefully people will bring questions. And tomorrow, Thursday, the 4:30 class will be an advanced reincarnation class. And at 7 o'clock, there will be a full Zohar class on the Parasha of Ekev. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you all.